हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। कृष्णयजुर्वेदस्य काटकशाखायाः काटकोपनिषदि प्रथमोऽध्यायः प्रथमावल्ली। You can note, make a note. Adhyayaha is a masculine gender word. Prathamaha adhyayaha. It's because Sandhi prathamodhyayaha. The section valli is a feminine gender word. Therefore, prathama valli. Prathamaha adhyayaha. Prathama valli. So first chapter, first section. Prathamavalli Prathamaha Adhyayaha. Okay. We'll read the mantras first. At least five mantras, six mantras we'll read. Ushanhavai Vajashravasa Sarva Vedasandhadau Tasya Nachiketanama Putra Asa रघुम् कुमार रघुम् सन्तम् दक्षिणा सुनीयमानस् श्रद्धा विवेश सोमन्यत। उशन् हवै वाजश्रवस सर्ववेद सन्ददौ तस्य नचिकेता नाम पुत्र आस तगुम् कुमार रघुम् सन्तम् दक्षिणा सुनीयमानस् श्रद्धा विवेश सोमन्यत। पीतोदका जगद्धृणा दुग्धदोहा निरिन्द्रियाः अनन्दा नाम ते लोकास्तान् स गच्छति ताददत्। पीतोदका जगद्धृणा दुग्धदोहा निरिन्द्रियाः अनन्दा नाम ते लोकास्तान् स गच्छति स्तादत। सहोवाच पितरम् तत कस्मै माम् दास्यतीति। सहोवाच पितरम् तत कस्मै माम् दास्यतीति। सहोवाच पितरम् तत कस्मै माम् दास्यतीति। द्वितीयम् तृतीयम् सहोवाच पितरम् तत कस्मै माम् दास्यतीति। द्वितीयम् तृतीयम् तम् होवाच मृत्यवे त्वा ददामीति। मृत्यवे त्वा ददामीति। सहोवाच पितरम् तत कस्मै माम् दास्यतीति। द्वितीयम् तृतीयम् तम् होवाच मृत्यवे त्वा ददामीति। बहूनामेमि प्रथमम् बहूनामेमि मध्यमः। बहूनामेमि प्रथमो बहूनामेमि मध्यमः। किं स्वद्यमस्य कर्तव्यम् किं स्वद्यमस्य कर्तव्यम् यन्मयाद्य करिष्यति। बहूनामेमि प्रथमो बहूनामेमि मध्यमः। किं स्वद्यमस्य कर्तव्यम् यन्मयाद्य करिष्यति। Okay, I'll stop there. We go to the rest of the mantras again. Ushanhavai sava, Ushanhavai vajashravasa sarva vedasandado. Tasyahanachiketa nama putra asa. Tagumha kumaragam santam. Dakshinasuniyamanaso. Shraddha vivesha. So manyata. पीतोदका जगद्धत्तना दुग्धदोहा निरीन्द्रियाः अनन्दा नाम ते लोकास्तां स गच्छति सा दत्ता ददत् स होवाच पितरम् तत कस्मै मां दास्यतीति द्वितीयं तदीयम् तं होवाच प्रत्यवे त्वा ददामीति तम होवाच मृत्यवे त्वा ददामीति बहुनामिमि प्रथमो बहुनामिमि मध्यमः किं सुद्यमस्य कर्तव्यम् यन्मयाद्य करिष्यति. ओके, सो वी सॉ in the first mantras, how the first four mantras, how Nachiketa was introduced. Nachiketa's family background was introduced. Nachiketa's father was actually highly glorified. And the occasion is implied. And Vajashravasaha, we know very well, the son of Vajashrava was Vajashravasaha. And this Vajashravasaha, as a part of the performance of a great ritual, one of the well-known greatest rituals known as Vishwajityagaha, as a part of the performance of one of the greatest rituals known as Vishwajityagaha, he gave away all his possessions, all his wealth. And that Vajashravasaha had a son known as Nachiketas. And that Nachiketas hails from a highly, highly traditional Vaidika family. We know the grandfather was Vajashravaha, father was Vajashravasaha. We can understand Nachiketas, even though he was very young boy of 7 or 8 years old, 9 years old, still he was very bright, being born and brought up in that highly traditional Vaidika family. He was exposed to the way of life, Vedic way of life. He was exposed to the performance of rituals, and he was even aware of all the rules and regulations pertaining to performing certain rituals. As thereby, he was aware of which sort of dakshina should be given also as part of the ritual. Unless and until the dakshinas are also given properly to the priest, even the dhanam, the giving gifts also is given properly, the ritual will not be effective, ritual will be considered incomplete. So, Nachiketas was aware of all that because of his cultural background. Then what happened? He was concerned when he saw the gifts that were being brought to the Yajnashala to be given away as dakshinas to the priests. We saw all that. So what did he do? What were brought to the Yajnashala, we saw all of them. All that. Saha Amanyata. This Achiketas was thinking in his mind, seeing the Dakshinas, seeing Dakshina being brought to the Yajnashala. In fact, what were they brought? What were being brought to the Yajnashala to be given away as Dakshina? The cows. Of course, there's so many gifts which can be given as gifts to the, not only the priests, the performers of the rituals, even the participants of the rituals also. There's always, when the food is served, dakshina is also given. Only then the ritual will be complete. Because it's all part of the ritual only. So, our many gifts which can be given to the priests and the people as danam, annadanam, of course, offering food, dhanadanam, giving money, vastradanam, giving clothes, even paduka danam, giving shoes, I mean chapels, chatradanam, giving umbrella, and giving so many, bhudanam, giving even piece of land, godanam, giving cows, like varieties of things could be given as gifts to the priests, other people. So here, why cows are given? Cows are a very good wealth, and cows, not only cows are revered as mothers, cows always took second place next to mothers. Because cows were eating milk and the bulls were very much useful in farming, in plowing the land, etc. Therefore, cows also were always given as dakshinas, given as gifts. That way, Upanishad does not say everything elaborately. So we understand. And he saw the cows, and those cows already have lived their lives. They're very old cows, which means when they were young, they must have eaten grass, though they stopped eating. They can't eat anymore. They were yielding a lot of milk. Now they can't yield any more milk. And they don't have even powers to even procreate. They can't even contribute for the reproduction of their species. Such were the cows. They were being brought to the Yajnashala. And suppose, even if the gifts are given, the gifts must be given, proper gifts must be given, only then the rituals which were performed will be effective. Otherwise, there'll be the defect of giving improper gifts will make the ritual, the ritual won't be effective. The improper gifts are given. Not only that, when such cows are given, it's also said not only they with the ritual will not be effective, instead it will be counterproductive. It may create a different effect that people who give such cows should be going to the worlds of unhappiness. Anandanama te lokaha tamsa gacchati ta dadat. Taha dadat. The person who is giving such cows goes to the worlds of sorrow. How do we know there? Anandanama te lokaha. So nandaha is a masculine gender word which means happiness. Sukham. Whereas anandaha, but the prefix also means the same. Nandaha, anandaha means happiness, joy. Whereas a is a prefix in anandaha. But here anandaha mean Ananda means is opposite of Nanda. So Nandaha happiness, Anandaha unhappiness, sorrow. Ananda namate lokaha, those worlds are worlds of sorrow, worlds of pain and suffering. So people, the person who gives such cows will go to such lokas. It is the result of giving improper, useless gifts. Therefore, this Nachiketas was thinking, the amanyata. Okay, now let us have it understand before we go to it. We saw the fourth mantra there, is where we stopped last class. Ha uvacha pitaram. He said to his father. Saha pitaram uvacha. That the ha is a nibbata. He indeed asked his father. Why did he ask his father? Why did he ask his father? Because he was concerned. He did not want his father to lose the benefit of performing such a great Vishwajit ritual. He knew his father's intention. He knew his father's expectation. He knew the purpose of his father's performing a ritual. Definitely, his father was a traditional, highly traditional Vaidika, highly ethical person, highly religious person. Still, his goal was not, Vajashravasa's goal was not the moksha, not jnanam, but his aim was going to the higher loka, the Surga loka. That was the, in order to go to Surga loka, higher loka, to enjoy the best of pleasures, he wanted to accumulate punyam, he wanted to be eligible to be travel. To travel through Shuklagati and reach that world. Therefore, he performed this ritual to earn the punyam. But it would, to earn the punyam, to make the ritual effective, to enjoy the benefit, everything, all the rules and regulations pertaining to the performance of rituals must be strictly, correctly followed. Everything was done properly. But when the dakshinas, like old cows, were brought to the yajnashala in order to be given away as gifts, seeing those gifts, this Nachiketas, though he was very young, still he was concerned. He was worried that his father, by giving this useless cows, and he would lose the benefit of performing the ritual. Not only he will not get the benefit, he will also go to worlds of unhappiness. So to prevent that, he thought, if he would be given away to a priest or somebody, then he would be of great use, and he would be of some service to the whoever is given this, whoever gets him is himself as a gift. Because Nachiketas was young, but he knew as a son, he was also one of the most precious wealth of a father was his own son. Therefore, he asked, why did he ask? Saho vacha pitaram tata. Kasmai mam dasyati ti, mam kasmai dasyati, mam kasmai dasyati, mam kasmai dasyati, tata, mam kasmai dasyati. Whom will you give me to? Whom will you give me to? Kasmai mam dasyati, kasmai mam dasyati. He would not stop. So mantra says, dvitiyam, second time he asked. Father was so busy, preoccupied, talking to none. So many people who came for the program, he was not bothered to reply to his son. He completely ignored his son's request. And father never thought of giving him, even though he was willing to give everything, he gave away everything. Upal says, Sarva Veda Samdado, he never thought of giving Nachiketas away. So he just ignored this little boy's question. So he asked Tritiyam third time, Tata, Kasmai Mam Dasyati, Kasmai Mam Dasyati, Kasmai Mam Dasyati, whom will you give me to, whom will you give me to? Tritiyam. Then repeatedly when he was asked, he felt pestered and disturbed. He felt irritated because he was disturbed in his, during his work of interacting with the priests and giving gifts, etc. A very busy schedule that time. So, by slip of a tongue, in anger, so when he got irritated, he said, Tam ho vacha, tam ho vacha, tam ha vacha. So, Vajashravasaha said to Nachiketas, Mrityave tvam das dadamiti, Mrityave tvam dadami, tvam mrityave dadami, tvam mrityave dadami, tvam mrityave dadami. I am going to give you to Mrityuhu, the Lord Death. Okay, that expression which means I am going to give you to Lord Yama, the Lord of Death, is something like saying, get lost from here, don't disturb me. That's the meaning, okay? You know that it means I want to give you to Lord Yama. Did he really mean? No, how can he say that? It came out, expression, this just came out. And he got irritated. So here, a small lesson. When children come and really talk to parents or elders, however busy they are, they must pay attention to the children's questions. Otherwise, children will feel ignored. And whatever you say, also they will take it very seriously. Okay? So what happened? Tvam rityave dadami iti. Okay. Then what happened? We have to see. Today's class begins. Only now we can have some story, okay? Katha. Later no more katha. Story will stop at some point. Bahunamemi prathama. Bahunamemi madhyamaha. Bahunamemi prathama. Bahunamemi madhyamaha. Kim svidyamasya kartavyam. Kim svidyamasya kartavyam. Kim svidyamasya kartavyam. Yanmayadya karishyati. Bahunamemi prathama. Bahunamemi madhyamaha. Kim svidyamasya kartavyam. Kim svid yamasya kartavyam. Kim svid yamasya kartavyam. Yanmayadya karishyati. Now, Nachiketas took it very seriously. Oh, my dad has decided to send me to Lord Yama as a gift. But he was still concerned. Oh my God, why should he not think of giving me as a gift to some priest? That I would have been of great use for some priest, because priests, ordinary for Brahmins, old people, Brahmins, the priests, they need help. So I'm a young boy, I could have been of great help. But he's sending me to Lord Yama. Who is Lord Yama? Not ordinary person, not ordinary priest. He's one of the important devatas. Okay, Lord Yama is the head of the department of, you know, taking care of the population. Okay, and he's a very important person. And Yama is Yamadharma Raja, and he also exactly when he should go and grab the life of people. So she, in fact, he's the one who keeps his earth clean always. How removing all the old unwanted, you know, the people who are like dirt in the world. So that he's, you know, a very busy person and very important position. Very important position. So important person means he's not alone. He has many, many, many people already attending to do his, you know, to fulfill his wishes. He won't, Yama won't go okay, everywhere. He will send only his dutas, Yama dutas. Hey, come on, go and grab that person's life and come back. Go and see this person is taken away. This life should be taken away, okay? His time is over. If Parvata is over, go and grab him. So Yama has many dutas, many messengers, his own servants, attendants, and they will take care of. So if I'm sent, I'll be one among so many servants he has. I may not be of great use for Lord Yama. He will keep me as one more extra person, that's all. If I wish I was sent to another ordinary person, priest, that I would have been of much great, much more use, greater use. Okay, this is the thinking implied by the expression Soman Saha Amanyata. Okay, now what does this fifth mantra convey? Bahu nami mi prathamo, bahu nami mi madhyamaha. Kim sud yamasya kartavyam, yan mayadya karishyati. See, once a word comes out of the mouth, it is a vachikam karma, it's an action. Whether you mean it, you do not mean it. If uttered means it's an action done. Oral activity has been done. So even though Nachiketa's father said, now I'm going to give you to Lord Yama. Mrityavetvadas dadami. And Nachiketa took it very seriously because his father said that. Once expressed, it's expressed. Oh my God, I did not mean to really say. I got irritated, so I said that. I did not mean. You can't go back in your words. Nachiketa did not want his father's promise. He took it as a promise. Even though he did not mean it, still once the words came out of the mouth, they were to be taken as a promise. Nachiketa thought he must go to Yamaloka to fulfill his father's, commit the words, the promise. Therefore, whether what we utter is real or not, true or not, once uttered becomes a promise. Though that has to be followed. So what happened? He decided in order not to let his father down, he himself decided that he should go to Lord Yama's place. Children at the very young age are too sharp and too focused. Even they may be playful, still they are capable, they're distraction free. Even though they disturb restless mind, still they are capable of grasping everything like sponge. That's why Nachiketa also did the same thing. So he got his father's words really registered in his mind that he would be given away to Lord Death. Tvam Mrityave Dadami. Tvam Mrityave Dadami. These words of his Vajrasrava, Nachiketa's really got them registered in his mind. And in order not to let his father down, to fulfill his promise, words of promise, he immediately left the place and he reached Yamaloka. He went to Yamaloka. Okay? Don't ask me, how did he go immediately to Yamaloka? Don't ask me all the questions, okay? The tatparyam is, how this boy was so thoughtful that he immediately went to Yamaloka. Then, before even, no, he left the place, but he was thinking, saha amanyata. What was he thinking? He was thinking of what would be happening if he would go to Yamaloka. He was not afraid of going to Yamaloka. He was not scared of meeting Lord Death. He knew what was the responsibility that Lord Yama had. So he knew, because he is not an ordinary background. He comes from a staunch the Vaidika's family. So he had a great knowledge, tremendous knowledge, even though he was very young, because of his exposure and living in such a background, he had a great, tremendous knowledge. So he knew all about Yamaraja, Yamadharma Raja. And he made up his mind to go to Yamaloka to meet Yamadharma, Lord Death. And this tremendous readiness to go to Yamaloka to meet Yama was thing to fulfill his father's words, the promise, and secondly, to make his father's ritual effective, to enable his father enjoy the benefit of the performance of that ritual, Rishvajityaga. His main aim was to make his father enjoy the benefit of that Vishwajit ritual, Vishwajityaga. Which means, Nachiketas was not thinking only of his happiness, only of his comfort, but he was highly concerned about his father's wellness, father's fulfillment of his father's wish. And what was really troubling him was that his father should not be deprived of the benefit of that ritual. Then his thinking was, as I said already, Lord Yama, being what he was, who he was, he had his own big battalion of people to serve him, to look after him, to do the needful. Therefore, when he had a big battalion of his attendants, and this boy, Nachiketas, would be one among the many of his attendants, that his time and energy would not be utilized properly. I mean, totally. Why? Because Lord Yama, as a highly powerful person in charge of cleaning the earth by taking the life, grabbing the lives of the old and people who finished their parabdha, he was very big, one of the powerful devatas. And he had his own people. So his concern, his thought was that his time, energy would not be utilized totally. Yes, many Lord Yama had many attendants. Okay. It is like saying, you know, in Bhagavad Gita we have this verse. Yavanartha udapane sarvata samplutodake tavan sarveshu vedesho brahmanasya vijanatah. Just as a place full of, the place of floods, in a place of floods, where everywhere there are floods, and there is a reservoir full of water will be of no use. Similarly, for a wise person, a Brahmana, who has thoroughly studied, who has the vision of the truth, for him all the Vedas, all the literary works, all that books will be of no use. Even Vedas, the treasures of knowledge will be like a reservoir full of place in the place of floods. Similarly, Achiketa thinks his presence in Yamaloka would be like that. There are already so many people. Okay, his time and energy would not be utilized fully. All these thoughts were going on in his mind. And again, Nachiketa was too young that he would not be of great use for anybody. So the father must have thought of sending him to Yamaloka just to be there, doing something with other attendants. Okay, all this must have been going in his mind. So, we can doubt, how was it possible for educators, a boy of just 9-year-old, 8-year-old, to know this much? Again, we have to remember, Nachiketa's had a tremendous cultural background, that he hailed from the family of great Vedicas and was strictly following the Vedic way of life. Therefore, he was highly knowledgeable already. He was informed in all these things. Therefore, Nachiketa's knew. Nachiketa's had the fortune of studying the Shastram from his own father. His father, Vajrasrava, was himself a teacher, had many students, and Nachiketa also was one of the, as a son, he was also eligible to be his father's son. Not only that, the father's student. Not only that, just being around with the family members, father, grandfather, other people in the household, and seeing all of them doing things, the routine, he was able to pick up, understand a lot. So whenever a child is capable of, or a child is able to learn many things, the culture related things, when a child is capable of learning many, many things, a culture related things from the parents, being around them, then the child is said to have proper learning. Proper learning. The proper learning of a child from his parents and elders, simply being around, seeing them doing things, is called Niyamadhyayaha. Niyamadhyayaha, Niyamadhyayanam, நியமேன அத்தியனம், நியம அத்தியனம், நியமாத்தியனம். நியமாத்தியனம் மீன்ஸ் ப்ராப்பர் லேர்னிங், ப்ராப்பர் லேர்னிங் ஆஃப் திங்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் எல்டர்ஸ், ஃப்ரம் பேரண்ட்ஸ், பீங் அரவுண்ட், வாட்சிங் தெம் டூயிங் திங்ஸ், எஸ்பெஷலி கல்ச்சர் ரிலேட்டட் திங்ஸ். அண்ட் திஸ் நியமாத்தியனம், Vachiketas had great Niyama Adhyayanam, the proper learning. So he had all this understanding. So now he is thinking, oh, I am going to Lord Yama's place. What does he think now? Bahunam, Bahunam, பிரதமஹா ஏமி. ஏமி மீன்ஸ் கச்சாமி. ஏமி இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு கச்சாமி. ஐ கோ. அகம் ஏமி, அகம் கச்சாமி. ஏதி, ஏசி, ஏமி. ஓகே, செகண்ட் கான்ஜுகேஷன் வெர்ப். ஏமி, அகம் கச்சாமி. ஓகே, பிரதமஹா, ஐ கோ தேர் as the first. Bahunam, Bahunam aham prathamaha emi, Bahunam aham prathamaha emi. He thinks, okay, oh, maybe I'm sent to Yamaloka also to learn, to be around Lord Yama and to learn many things there also, therefore like a disciple. So, Bahunam Aham Prathamaha Emi, I go there as the first among many disciples. I go there as the first among many disciples. Bahunam Emi Prathamaha. Then, Bahu Namami Prathamaha. Bahu Nam. I'm going there first, but still as one among the many students. So even if I'm sent to study, I'm sent as one among the many. If I'm sent to do some work, still I'm sent among many, as one among the many. So when a student goes to his teacher, it is for holistic learning. It is not merely for academic pursuit. A student is sent to Gurukulam also, not to just to memorize things and not with only academic purpose, academic pursuit. A student is sent to Gurukulam, is sent to school, of course, also for his emotional maturity, emotional growth, for his character building, for his inner development, inner progress, for his developing his virtues, for a child to become highly virtuous, to be a person of strong character, I mean righteous character, and emotionally mature, apart from the academic pursuit, the child has to come out as a holistic, as a mature individual. Therefore, here also, not only to serve Lord Yama, not only to learn things. So he was saying, Bahunam Sish, Bahunam Evi Prathamaha. I go there as one, the first among many other disciples, many other students. And then Bahu Namami Madhyamaha. Bahunami Madhyamaha. Maybe I must be going there as one among the many. Not as the first, but as the Madhyamaha. As a mediocre student, Madhyamaha, Bahu Namimi Pratamaha, Bahu Namimi Madhyamaha. Am I sent as one among the many, as the first? Or am I sent one among the many as a mediocre student? Madhyamaha. Then he didn't say, Kim svit yamasya kartavyam. Kim svit yamasya kartavyam. And what should be done for Lord Yama? Yamasya kim kartavyam. Yamasya yamaya kim kartavyam. I do not know what should be done exactly for Lord Yama by me. Maya yamasya kim kartavyam. I do not know. Anyway, I'm going to do something there. Then, yet maya adhyakarishyati. Maya adhyakarishyati. What is that he will do? What is it Lord Yama will do through me? What is that Lord Yama will do using me? What should I do for Lord Yama? What should be done for Lord Yama? What will Lord Yama do using me? Maya adhya kim karishyati. So he was thinking, maybe I'll be simply sitting in Lord Yama's place without you doing anything. Or if my time will not be used properly, will not be used fully, I'll be simply sitting there, lazy, idle, which means the Nachiketa, you have to learn from this sentence. These words do not convey much. What do these words convey? He says that he is being sent to Lord Yama's place. And then, because his father promised, and his time and energy must be utilized totally, fully in Yamaloka. That was his concern. So this sixth mantra actually expresses Yachiketa's concern about his time and energy being fully utilized in Yamaloka. Bahunam Prathamaha Yemi. Bahuna Madhyamaha Emi. Maybe I go there. One among the many. First, as the first. I go there as a mediocre person to be one among the many. So after going there, Kim Swit. This is Swit is simply used, okay? Kim Yamasya kartavyam. Kim yamasya kartavyam. What should be done for Lord Yama? Maya adhya karishyati. Kim karishyati? Yat karishyati. What will Lord Yama do using me? So, this mantra simply presents the concern Nachiketa had that his time and energy would not be utilized fully in Yamaloka, nothing much. Okay? And here, the Prathamaha and Madhyamaha, we need to understand. The disciple, the student who is able to understand the teacher's thoughts and who does the needful, he is the best of the students. Okay, without being told by the teacher, just by reading, by understanding the teacher's needs, who does the needful, he is a Prathamaha. And Madhyamaha, the second type of student, who does the needful for the teacher after being told by the teacher. So before even told by the being told by the teacher, the student who does the needful is Prathamaha Sishyaha. Okay, the foremost of the students. The Madhyamaha is second category of students, and who does the needful only after being instructed by the teacher. And Adhamaha, now the other category of students is the one who does not do even after, does not do the needful even after being told by the teacher. So Nachiketas considers himself to be the Prathamaha, at least at the Madhyamaha. Got it? See, you have to connect a lot of things to get the meaning of these verses. That's initially. Until the Vedantic portion comes, you have to be understanding like this only. Okay. Bahunamimi prathamo bahunamimi madhyamaha kim sudyasyamasya kartavyam yanmayadya karishyati. Okay. And then what happened next verse? Anupashyatha purve pratipashyatha pare sasyamiva matyav pachyate sasyamiva jayate punaha anupashyatha purve pratipashyatha pare anupashyatha purve pratipashyatha pare sasyamiva martyav pachyate sasyamiva jayate punaha anupashyatha purve pratipashyatha pare sasyamiva martyav pachyate sasyamiva jayate punaha. So in this mantra, Upanishad presents Nachiketa's decision. Even though in the previous mantra, Upanishad presents, brought out Nachiketa's thinking, what he was thinking, what he was concerned about. Okay. Now he, Nachiketas, what was the decision of Nachiketas that is said in this mantra? Anupashyatha purve pratipashyatha pare tasasyamiva martyav pachyate sasyamiva jayate punaha. So he did not want, Nachiketas did not want to think anymore of his father's thinking. Did not want to find fault with his father's wish of sending him to Yamaloka. Even though father did not have a real wish, he takes it as father's wish. So he did not want to make judgment of his father's wish of sending him to Yamaloka. So he thought it was his bounden duty to fulfill his father's wish, his father's order. Which means any child who grows up in the Vedic background definitely will not involve himself in any argument. See, in the Vedic tradition, sons never stand against the father's decisions, grandparents' decisions. Elders decide means, and the children do not question the decision of elders. Why you decide? Who are you to decide? Why should you think of me sending me to Yamaloka? Why should I go to Yamaloka? Why can't you send somebody else? They never question the decisions of parents, especially father's decisions. Children always go by their parents' decision. That is the supposed to be going by their parents' decision. Okay, here no argument. Okay, that is the reverence. That's how simply accepting the parents' decision and go by the decision is actually expression of one, the reverence for their parents also. Nachiketas also was such a son. So Nachiketas happily decided to go by his father's wish, and he got himself prepared to leave this world of mortals to go to the world, at the place of Lord Yama. He decided, even though his father did not mean to send him, but once uttered becomes a promise, and he took it very seriously and he left. So Vajrasrava, of course, must have been astonished seeing his son getting ready to go to Yamaloka. And he must have now asked, Oh, my dear son, where do you go? What is it you're getting ready to leave? Where are you going to go? So this is the expression, it is all implied. And Nachiketas, without any hesitation, replies, "Oh, my dear dad, it was you who said, it was you who said that you would be giving me away to Lord Yama. Tvam mrityave dadami." Who said that? You, it was your statement. You promised to send me to Lord Yama. So it was your wish, your decision, your expression. So now I'm going to Lord Yama's place. But Vajrasrava says, "No, it was just, a slip of a tongue, it came. I got irritated when you asked me repeatedly. I did not mean to send you, my son, to Yamaloka. No, you're too young to go. Too young to do anything to even Lord Yama." Okay. But Nachiketas wouldn't listen. He would not stop. Because once you said, it must be done. So Nachiketas was actually an Arya, a noble person. He was known for his nobility. He was a person of, the person of Dharma. So Nachiketas, in this context, we can see how Nachiketas was a person of integrity. So he decided to go. He left. Because for a person who wants to accomplish the best, must earn, the Vaidika knows. A person who comes to the Vaidika family knows, if you want to achieve anything best in life, you need Bhagavan's grace. Apart from your own adequate, appropriate efforts, you need Bhagavan's grace to accomplish anything, to achieve anything, including Jnanam and Moksha, of course, Jnanam and Moksha also. And to have Bhagavan's grace, definitely you must be a person of integrity. the thought, word and deed must be in alignment. That is how you can live a life of values. That is how you can tap Bhagavan's grace. That is how you can be successful. All Vaidikas know this. Any Vaidika should know this. Nachiketas, of course, knew this. He says, Yatha. Okay, see the mantra now. This much you have to understand to go to this mantra. Yatha anupashyatha purve pratipashyatatha pare. See, my dad. See, home which is implied here. So when this educator got ready to go to Yamaloka, and this father was unhappy, father was, I did not mean to say, I don't want to go away. You are too young to go to Yamaloka. It is not practical. You must stay with me. I can't let you go. All this must have happened. So when father wanted to stop him, but he wouldn't stop, and he wanted to his father's promise to be fulfilled. So he says, oh my dad, see, look at this. Nachiketas teaches dharma to his father. So in this mantra, the sixth mantra, Upanishad presents Nachiketas, the decision of Nachiketas, and his teaching of dharma to his own father. Nachiketas teaches dharma to his father. How does he teach? What does he say? Anupashya. Pashya means see. Oh, my dad, my dear dad, please do see. Anupashya, carefully see. Please do carefully see. Yatha purve. How? Purve means what? Purvasmin kale. Say, before you, how your father was, how your great-grandfather was, how your great-great-grandfather was, how all your ancestors were. Yatha purve anupashya. Oh my dad, please carefully, so remember, carefully see how all your ancestors, how all your, the forefathers, your father, your grandfather, great-grandfather, how all of them lived. Okay? They were all people of integrity. They all were people of dharma. They all promised. They are very thoughtful of what they were saying, and they are very thoughtful of doing what they were saying. Their thoughts, words and deeds were in alignment. They're people of integrity. People of dharma. People of values. So they lived as Vaidikas, Brahmanas. So their intention, they never had the great motive of looting money, only ultimate arthakamas. No. They were conscious of dharma. They're so committed to dharma. I mean, they followed their promise. They always fulfilled their promises. Yatha purve anupashya. Okay, then he says, Yatha purve anupashya, pratipashya tatha pare, pratipashya tatha pare. And also, pratipashya tatha pare, what should be done by others after you also? Pratipashya tatha pare, what should be done by the people who come after you? Think of that. Of course, you would definitely like the people who are coming after you, your son, your grandson, all of them must be following dharma. Exactly how your ancestors lived. Okay? So he, Nachiket, this Vajrasrutha must have been very shocked to hear these words from his own son. He is teaching dharma to his father. Sasyamiva martyav pachyate, sasyamiva jayate punaha. So next sentence must be understood. Then what happened to Nachiketas after he convinced his father and he left? So somehow this Nachiketas reached to Brahmaloka. And after having gone to Brahmaloka, he was at the doorstep, he was at the gate, waiting for Lord Yama's permission to enter into his place. Why? Because Lord Yama was always very busy. Of course, in spite of having so many attendants, he was not in his place. Lord Yama was out of station. He was not in his own place. He was not in his place. He must have gone somewhere. So Lord Yama being the Lord of Death, and he was not available that time. So Nachiketas had to wait for Lord Yama to return. And when he was there, Lord Yama being not there, had to wait outside. And when he was waiting outside, and he was not given offered any food by other members of Yamaloka, that he was just there. And he was not, again, he was not a grown-up man, he was not an old man. He was a young boy. He could have asked, but he was simply there without asking for any food, without asking for any water. He's starving and he was just waiting for Lord Yama. In Yamaloka, in front of his, maybe in front of his residence, before. And it seems he really waited for the arrival of Lord Yama. Then what happened? After finishing his work, Lord Yama returned to his place. When Lord Yama returned, it was shocking for him to see a young boy waiting at the doorstep. And even though Lord Yama was a great devata, still he was really shocked to see young boy waiting at the doorstep without eating. And he was worried about his accumulating papam. Why? Because when a guest, atithihi, comes to a place, whether young or old, and that person should not be starving. If a guest comes to your house and starves, and you will incur papam, you will earn papam. So, atithi pujanam, worshipping the guest, is one of the forms of worshipping Bhagavan. Atithi pujanam is Bhagavat pujanam. One of the forms of worshipping Bhagavan is serving one's guest. And atithi must be given proper food, must be sheltered, be given clothing. But here what happens? This Nachiketas, young boy of 9-year-old, was waiting at the doorstep without eating anything. So when Yamadharma Raja returned and he was concerned, he was worried that he had a guest and who was starving, who was there waiting, doorstep without eating anything. So what will be the consequence of not looking after the guest? So all that worry came to Yamadharmaraja. Yamadharmaraja did not want to accumulate papam of making guests starve in his place. So what happened, we'll see in the next class, tomorrow's class. Okay? The interesting portion will be beginning soon, and I had to wait for the first portion. I went to explain this mantra, next mantra, sixth mantra, I haven't explained fully the mantra. We'll do it tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.